Can't get away from the fact I've been slacking all. Despite the cost, you know I got to trot on, trot on.
What up, Dynasty players in the house? It's Dynasty War Games, and I am your host, Jesse Schneeman. I'm here to play a game. I got two friends with me, and they're going to play a game with me. Let's start with the illustrious Austin Bell tonight. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I get to go first. I'm lovely, man. Dang, get to play a game, get to beat the other guy we have here. I'm ready for that. I love beating this guy, but I'm ready.
Doesn't happen often, but here we are.
When it does.
And the other co-host tonight, Major Mike Casper. How are you tonight, Mike?
Hey, three more days, officially major.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So you sent us the e-link to that. I assume that was just to let us know that it was happening, not you didn't
realize. Absolutely. I don't want anybody to think they're ever left out.
Okay. Well, I was waiting on my plane.
You wanted me to fly to Texas.
No. I got four kids, man. I'm not making that major pay yet. So
you could have five.
Five. No.
No. I was saying I'll be the old one.
Oh, you'll be the old one. Okay, yeah. I need some maturity.
Okay. See, okay, never mind then. I'm trying to do somebody else.
But then Mike gets to take on your girlfriend as his sister wife. So,
whoa. Austin's like, I'm going to take a drink. Anyway, games.
So neither of you guys can lose to Chad tonight because he's not here.
Yeah. Love it.
Chad cannot win.
But we all can beat him.
Per usual.
True. Austin, before we get started, something really fun happened yesterday, I believe. So last week you called down the thunder on Frank Reich, and yesterday the lightning struck.
Yeah. How David Tepper finally listened to my phone call. It only took 3,847 of them. finally listened. I'm happy. Let me rephrase that. I'm not happy. I'm sad. But it was what needed to happen for the franchise. It was pretty blatantly obvious that he wasn't the right choice. It sucks that it didn't even take a season to figure that out. It sucks for Bryce Young. It sucks for us dynasty managers that believed in Bryce Young, Jonathan Mingo, all the pieces. There aren't a lot of good pieces, but the pieces that were, it sucks for. And not only does it suck for this year, it's most likely going to suck for next year, because unless they hit a home run on the selection, the progression we see for the most important asset on the team is going to be minimized unless it's the perfect piece. I have an opinion on who that is, but he's not going to come here anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Who do you think?
Ben Johnson he was my number one last year.
They were wanting to interview him, right? And he withdrew.
Correct. Well, so he withdrew from all interviews, at least unlike D'Amico Ryan's, which was just he declined Carolina's interview. Ben Johnson was flying to Carolina and declined all and decided to stay at Detroit another year. But he's going to go. He wanted to stay another year and prove himself. I think, honestly, he probably wanted a better job. He wanted one of the spots like a Justin Herbert in LA. That's where I assume he goes.
Yeah, it's not like the job has gotten any better, because it's like, hey, well, come to this team with we've got our quarterback, but sorry, we don't have the number one pick, or you know.
Yeah, we'll see. We didn't have the quarterback last year, so for an offensive mind, that is a big piece to not have. So it's kind of you could argue that no, they don't have their first round pick, so it makes it harder. But at least if you believe in the quarterback, they have that.
That's the big if, right?
Correct. The quarterback, so, there's been a lot of stuff come out already about Reich that was honestly easy to see on tape, but really surprising. Like, he didn't want to implement RPOs. People in the front office came and said that. I don't know, because in Indy and Philly, like, that was one of their staples. Yeah. So I'm not really sure.
Contrary to what he's done.
But you could watch the offense. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Miles Sanders is very experienced running in that in that concept.
I mean, that's what Bryce ran. I mean, that was
right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't understand it.
Make a guy comfortable, you know, reduce the learning curve, make it harder on the defense. you know, and I feel like you guys could be moving the pocket a lot more, rollouts, you know, maybe not play action so much because
the line can't hold up.
Yeah, exactly. It takes too long for that to develop, but you can move the pocket and you can give them half field reads and things like that just to make it easier on them besides the RPO game.
Correct. And also saw that he was trying to make Bryce read plays off a wristband when Bryce said he would much prefer hearing it through the headset once and repeating it. Says he's much quicker processing it that way.
And then that's what you do.
Reich wouldn't do it. And it was coming out that later in games when the offenses were struggling, that Reich was pushing off the other names that were in the headset, which is like Thomas Brown, Parks Frazier, which was the pass game coordinator, James Kemp in the O-line, and Deuce Staley, running back coach, pushing them out the headset and running his own plays.
It's been a lot.
Yeah, dude. And Wright came out today and said he's pretty much done in the NFL. He put a letter out and said that
he's retired.
This is his last stop, which, I mean, he aged like 20 years in 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild. So I'm sure this was a lot of stress that
Eberflus, he looks like a great grandpa after what he's been going through with the Bears. He looks terrible.
Oh, if he wasn't so awful.
I know. I still feel like they're still human beings, right? You feel bad for them, feel bad for their families and stuff like
that. Most guys I do. I never felt that way for Chip Kelly. I'll tell you that much. That guy was an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank Reich is a person. I hope he gets hit
by a truck tomorrow. Jeez. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
I think so.
Sound like a typical Philly fan.
Thank you, God. I'm glad you got.
We're 9-1, damn it.
I believe we're 10-1.
I was going to say, I think 10-1 now. Sorry.
Look, I'm just happy. I knew that? I'm happy with my 5-5 or 6-5. Yeah, we're 6-5 now. Yeah, we're above 500 Broncos. Go Broncos.
Actually, I knew that because we were 1-10. That's why I knew that. It was the opposite, so I knew that.
Look, we're just passionate, man. It's not my fault you can't handle our passion.
That's what they call serial killers, too.
I told you I've been in Philly when the Broncos were there, right? And I was decked out in my Broncos stuff, and they were so nice to me.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. And we were in a sea of green. Now, the good thing was the Broncos got their asses handed to them, but it was Brock Osweiler days. But
if you're not an asshole, nobody's going to be an asshole to you.
I mean, look like I would be an asshole?
Exactly.
Only in leagues. Only in dynasty. Face to face. Look, I'll kiss your baby, okay?
I went to a Giants game in the Meadowlands last year, Eagles-Giants game, and the 70-year-old guy behind me was worse than any Eagles fan that I've ever heard in any stadium. He wouldn't shut the up. He was a dick. Finally, his wife told him to shut up and made him leave, actually.
I've noticed, and this is even true in Denver, as I've gone to games over the years, the higher up in the tiers you get, the more trashy the fan base.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In the old Eagle Stadium, Veteran Stadium, the 700 level was absolutely legendary for, like, fights and just the trashiest trash. Of course, my father took me to a game in that section when I was a kid. My grandfather as well. I watched somebody try to set a Troy Aikman jersey on fire while he was wearing it. They were holding him down, trying to set it on fire. Luckily, security came and drug him off and took him away. Took all of them away, actually. I saw so many crazy things up there. Man. Good times, man. Good times. Right. I just heard a little dink. I think we have somebody backstage.
Uh-oh.
Was he back there?
Nah.
I thought
we did.
Oh, man.
We may have somebody auditing our podcast tonight. Someone that's in some leagues with us and goes by VIP. Nice guy, but not the best trader. Anyway, I won't roast him till he's here. All right, guys. Well, all right. So my thoughts on Frank Reich getting fired, I think it was needed, but I think it really is a bad look for Tepper and your whole organization. I understand he was mad. He's embarrassed. The owner is embarrassed because they made this huge trade and now one of the picks that they gave up is going to be 101, and they could have just stood pat and gotten Caleb. Understood. He's pissed off and embarrassed about that. And the only thing that would have cured that was Bryce Young coming out and looking great and the offense rolling and at least being able to win some games. So he's furious at Reich for not making that work. I get that. It's a little childish, though. I mean, really.
There was no improvement, though. Like, 11 games.
It got worse. Like,
it was like Hackett last year. Like, the roster's not all that different. And look what Peyton's doing with it, right?
Well,
to be honest, the roster this year is better.
Yeah, last year we won what, 4 games? Or I don't even know. Last year was
and there are things, there are things that you can do to help a bad offensive line. You know, you can go big, you can keep a tight end in the block.
I don't think I saw them chip with a tight end or running back this season. I don't think I've seen it yet.
Eli Manning would be going crazy right now. He loves the chip. You got a chip.
Why wouldn't you?
I hear you. It's obvious. It's a pretty basic thing. It's one of the things that you can do to control a bad offensive line. It seems like coaches are just enamored with their design and their plays these days, and they don't want to concede anything.
I see Kelsey doing it all the time.
Yeah,
even going on a route. Yeah, he's just and gone.
Right on. You see Goddard is a hell of a blocker, by the way.
Oh yeah,
and we are actually giving up some pressure without him there.
One name to watch for Panthers, which this is a deep dynasty stash. The best tight end on the roster is Steven Sullivan. He's been hurt most of his career, but he's easily the best tight end on the roster. I'm curious to see if they can get the off. It's not. I mean, Hayden Hurst has been a serviceable NFL tight end. Yeah,
true. I forgot you guys had him and
Tommy Tremble. Yeah, we almost started him back.
Yeah,
he's more of a blocker.
Yeah, he's an excellent blocker. But Sullivan's actually a pretty good tight end. So if they can actually get the offense rolling, I think he could. You know, he won't hold much unless the offense moves. But
I mean, Jim Caldwell at least it's not really gonna doesn't move the needle for me. I was upset that Deuce Fitzdaley got fired. That guy brings energy to a locker room. I think he's a good coach.
Well, I was listening to it today. They were all Reich's guys. Him and McCown, they were all guys Reich bought in. So it's not uncommon for them, like whoever the coach that just got fired brought in, like usually they leave with them. They stay loyal to him. So.
Yeah.
So the other guys that didn't get fired weren't brought in by Reich? Jim Caldwell and Reich have worked together in the past.
Correct. Yeah. I think Deuce was it's here for Reich. I think that's all it was. I think he was here
is that right?
Reich. Yeah. Because he took the same position that he had in Detroit. Detroit allowed him to come to Carolina because his mom lives in South Carolina and her health isn't doing good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why that happened?
Correct.
I thought it was shade at Deuce Staley when he left Detroit for a lateral position.
Allowed it because his mom lives in South Carolina, so he was closer to home. To be honest, he could have said, hey, my coach is gone. I'm just going to go home and chill with my mom.
Yeah.
So it could have been as simple as that.
Maybe he'll just go work at South Carolina State or something.
Yeah, who knows? But
or maybe he could probably get a job at Clemson. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. This isn't the end of the firings in Carolina. I assume the front office gets cleaned out by the end of the season.
None of these guys that are around now should be there.
Ivero's the only one that I would consider talking about being here next year. But that obviously depends on who the head coach is.
I just want to see you guys bring in a young, forward-thinking, analytics-driven coaching staff that even if it doesn't work out, just something that's going to improve your team, you know?
Yep, that makes two of us. We'll see. It's going
to
be
I'd love to see Bryce Young work out. I said it a bunch of times. He had outlier written all over him, and I'm on record as saying that I thought the reason Carolina was a good landing spot for him was Frank Reich. Mm-hmm. I thought Frank Reich would do a good job developing a quarterback. And when he was in Philly with Wentz was when it was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that's when they were doing the RPO stuff and it was working out great. And he was an MVP leader, really. And maybe I gave him too much credit, you know. Maybe that was more Doug Peterson or Press Taylor. I don't know.
Yeah. If you look at the 22 Indy offense before Reich left, it's almost identical to this year. So he didn't change a single thing for Bryce Young. Wow, I mean, it's almost identical. So that tells me all his time's just up. I hate it, but
it's the same thing that's always happened with Fields as well. Like, Fields needs an offense designed around him, and he's had two coaches that insist on just running their system, and they don't care. You better learn it, kid.
I really want him to get traded to Atlanta.
Me too. Even though I hate Arthur Smith, I'd rather a different coach be there. But
is that good for the weapons in Atlanta?
I mean, they're leading their division right now, so it's not like they're going to draft a quarterback anyways. Okay.
I mean, that's like saying I have the least smelly turd at all you guys.
You must eat good.
That's why they're starting Ritter this year. It's because they have the least smelly turd.
All right, what do you say we play some games? Yeah, oh, wait.
Fantasy.
Sorry. There's one other thing, because I didn't include him in this game. It just popped up on me today. JT's out.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor with thumb surgery. By the time this comes out, obviously, it won't be new news. But the only analysis I have for you is that if you don't already have Zach Moss, sour grapes.
League winner.
Oh, yeah.
You effed up. Well, no, because he'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks. So that's why he's not in the win.
You're going to start him in the – you're going to start JT in the playoffs?
Yeah, after what we saw last time he came back.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to do that, but I'm not saying – I'm saying Zach Moss is not a league winner.
Oh, gotcha.
But he is somebody that you should already have. I wouldn't pay a second, which is what he would cost. So –
at least
it kind of hands off Zach Moss. Is good. I just wanted to throw that out there to everybody. Please don't be trading for Zach Moss
unless you get him cheap for some reason.
Yeah, if you can get him for a third, sure, but that's doubtful. Pay up a little more and get some of these other guys we might be talking about tonight. All right, y'all, are you ready for some two truths, one lie?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Do y'all remember how this works?
Nope.
Okay.
Reminder, I'm gonna give, Jesse, I mean, is what I meant.
I'm going to give you the player. You're going to know the player ahead of time. And then I'm going to give you three factoids. We'll call them factoids because they're not facts, because one of them's a lie.
Oh.
Fancy. And you're going to have to tell me which one is a lie. So it's not a buzzing category or a buzzing game. I'm going to go Mike, Austin, Austin, Mike, that kind of thing. Right. We'll go back and forth. If you don't get it right the first time, the other player gets a chance to steal. Every question is worth 1 point.
All right.
And
got it.
Very cool. And then at the end, because this is League Winners edition, right? We're going to talk about whether this person is actually a league winner or not, right? So they're either the player is either a truth or a lie. So we'll discuss it and we'll figure it out. And in the meantime, through the episode, what I really want us to get at is what exactly is a league winner? Means a lot of things to a lot of different people. So this is a discussion that we're going to have throughout the episode.
Okay.
Sounds good. Cool.
All right. I'm thinking of a number 1 to 10. Austin.
8.
Mike.
4.
It was 2. So Mike, you go first.
All right.
All right, Josh Jacobs. That's crazy that you make that sound. Let's go through him with Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, he's.
This is a 25-year-old running back. All right, Mike. Here are your three factoids. He is RB4 this year and was RB3 last year. He has 3 top 5 finishes and 4 top 10 finishes in his career. He has missed 2 games total over his last 3 seasons. Which of those is a lie?
I'm going to say the first one you said, RB4. If he's the RB4, I'm going to croak.
Incorrect. Austin?
Oh, are you serious?
The second one is correct. Austin gets the point. So, Josh Jacobs is the RB4 in PPR and was the RB3 last year in PPR. What's the problem with Josh Jacobs? He's 25.
Yeah. When you said, we just saw
him break off a 63-yard touchdown. How many do you see? How many of those do you see now with everybody playing safety?
Whoa. You're assuming me, the resident Broncos fan, watches a Raiders game? Come on, man.
Saw it on the highlights, didn't you? He was lightning on that run. He outran angles. It wasn't just.
I guess it's because he started so crappy. I didn't think he would have jumped up that high. But, yeah, wow.
He kind of does a little bit of everything. And
he started crappy last year. Now think about it. He had a couple down games at the beginning of the season and just lit it up.
He's just a hell of a running back, man. He's short but powerful and, like, muscular and fast as hell with agility. He can cut off one foot. He's got great vision. I've always loved Josh Jacobs, and he gets shade for no reason. He's 25, been in the league 4 years. Guy's got another good 3-4 years in him.
It's just location. That's the scary part for Dynasty.
What's that?
Location. Like, where is he going to go?
Okay. The Raiders might not be a bad landing spot next year. And if he doesn't go to the Raiders,
I guess it's the coach, who's the quarterback, but he's doing it without both.
Right. It kind of doesn't matter with him. And they do have a decent offensive line. It's not bad.
One thing I will say is his efficiency's been bad again.
He's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. He's got 3 games above 4 yards a carry. That's it.
Okay. I mean, yards per carry, we don't really talk
about it. For efficiency, it absolutely matters because
Can you give me his yards over expected?
I mean, not at this moment, but if you give me about 2 minutes, yes.
But that's what I want. If you're going to give me stats, I want yards over expected, not yards per carry.
Okay, and I don't
even like that stat.
But my point is there's not going to be many landing spots where you're going to see him get 20, 14, 27, 26, 19, 25, 20, 17 carries in different locations.
My argument would be that he's one of the 5 backs in the league that demands that kind of
at 3.1, 3.0, 3.4, 3.4 yards per carry.
But
because teams are going to look at that.
But they have Aiden O'Connell and Jimmy Handsome G as their quarterbacks. Teams don't respect their passing game, even with Devontae Adams out there, so they load up on him. They know that he's getting that volume, so they load up on him. You can't make it an argument against his talent. All right.
His efficiency
is a product of the situation that he's in. But so is his volume. So
I'm simply talking for Dynasty.
Year, what we're talking about is league winners for this year. And I saw him on 3 different teams that are out of the playoffs in Patreon, DWZ Patreon leagues. One of them was a Patreon league. I'm not sure about the other two. But he's out there. Don't you think you could get him for a contender's first and a second? Like a random second?
Probably in most situations, yeah.
I'm just wondering, because like wasn't Miles Sanders – and it's funny because they're from the same class, right? Like, wasn't Miles Sanders kind of killing it last year on the Eagles, last year the contracts, going into free agency? Now he's worth a dog turd. So what if that happens?
But Miles Sanders has always been half of a trash bag. Like, he's always been someone you go to a party with and you walk away for a while and you walk into the kitchen and you see him eating out of the trash can and you're like, dude, you're screwing everything up for everybody. Like, we came to this party with you and now you're the guy eating out of the trash can. But 10 minutes before that, he was out on the dance floor having a great time. Everybody loved him. That's who he is. Like, he is half of a trash bag. Like, he doesn't have the talent of Josh Drake Jacobs, is what I'm trying to tell you. And last year was entirely situation.
He has his bye this week, so the RB4 is a little inflated. This is, like I said, this is minimal. there's a good chance he drops to like 7 through 10 after this game.
Okay.
But still, I mean, I don't think most people would recognize he's an RB1. So I agree with your statement, but I don't know if I also agree with Mike's statement that I feel like without knowing the future, he's such a volatile asset that for Dynasty, he's hard to buy for picks.
Let me ask you this. It's going to take a first, a contender's first, to get Kyren Williams.
I would much rather have Jacobs. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd much rather have Jacobs.
I think he's actually a good running back.
That's my entire point. Everybody's out there talking Kyren Williams as a league winner. I look at this guy, and I'd much rather have him, even if it costs me an extra pick. Not an extra first, but like a second, future second.
Yeah.
Something from like, you know, if I'm a top team.
It's fair.
Yeah, it is. Rest of season, him or Rashad White?
Oh, I'd take White.
Oh, JPR. I don't want White.
No, I said this year. No, don't be hitting me with the what about next. No, I said this year. Because he's about to outscore him. This week, he's going to be outscoring Jacobs on the season. He's 8 points behind him right now.
I still like the talent of Jacobs better. So I believe that he'll perform in the playoffs.
Okay.
I love White's consistency. Like he's been above 15 points for, well, I guess last week he had 13. But
he's an admitted blind spot for me.
Double-digit points.
Show we had Memphis in. And I made that trade for Miles Sanders basically straight up right before the season. Believe me, it's destroying me in that league because I actually need a flex play. And I can't use Sanders, but I sure could have used White. So I missed it too.
So did I make my argument?
Yeah. It's a good argument. I have no problem with it.
So Jacobs is the truth as a league win.
It's cost dependent for me what you determine the league winner price.
At the cost that we just all right
a first let's and a talk, second I think I'd rather go after a different piece.
Let's talk in terms really.
Yeah, because I think I can get Tyreek for that price.
Ooh.
First of all, Tyreek's not on a
non-contender.
He just got traded in the league yesterday on a non-contender for a first and a second.
Oh, that's dang. A weird one. Okay. I mean, I'm not trading him for that.
Because there's those teams that are that were in like eighth place that now realize they're not going to make the playoffs, but had Tyreek, you're going to have some of that these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and my problem is
I'm getting a bidding war, and I'm getting 2 firsts minimum.
Yeah, my problem is I have Tyreek on all my teams. So
suckers. Remember how you said you weren't an asshole earlier?
Never. Only in fantasy.
Oh, now he's changing to fantasy. First leagues. Now it's all of fantasy.
It's league dependent.
Oh, fair
it's
enough.
All right, Mike. In 2 years when I have Garrett Wilson, Olave, and AJ Brown still.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. After 4 in a row, 5 in a row.
I'm coming for Ian. It's you and me in Patreon 2 this week, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Perfect record on the line.
JT's out. But I'm still coming
for you.
So much depth. I'm going to kill you.
Actually, Josh Allen is on bye this week, so you're lucky.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, I got Kincaid on bye and Hockenson. I'm starting Ninja.
Josh Allen's on bye. It's the QB1.
Oh, see, somebody sent me, this just flashed into my mind, by the way. Someone sent me, they wanted Kyler and a 25 first for Trevor Lawrence today. Two good games give him that kind of cachet. That he's worth Kyler in a first. My answer was I have Kyler above Trevor Lawrence straight up.
I was gonna say, I think it's closer to straight up, but
yeah, if it was, I think it's pretty close to straight.
Yeah, it'd be like Kyler in a third, maybe, but like I don't even like Trevor that much, so I don't know.
All right, so Jacobs is a truth. Austin, you ready?
Always.
George Kittle.
Kittle.
Currently, this is not part of the game. He is currently tight end 3. All right, here's your factoids. 5 top 5 finishes in his career. he has missed less than 15 games in 7 seasons. Has been tight end 1 twice.
The third one is the lie. The
third one's correct. Good job. He's never been tight end 1.
I didn't think so. Because Andrew
does have 5 top 5 finishes. He's been tight end 3 a number of times. And yeah, I thought like for as much shade he gets for being injured, I thought 15 games in 7 seasons was not all that much.
Yeah, the reason I thought that one was true is because it felt so bogus that it had to be true. Because I was like,
I honestly, that's what my guess would have been.
Yeah,
really.
Well, I was hoping that the third one sounded somewhat realistic because I really didn't want to say the second one because I just knew it had to be true because it felt so wrong. So that was a great one. You did really good.
Wow.
But
perception.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, there was some definitely some thought behind this. I was trying to trick.
That was a good one.
Right on. Right on. So I saw George Kittle in a couple like straight up non-contenders. Is he like, all right, so let's look at what he did last year in the playoffs. It's kind of this is where I make my point on George Kittle.
Wow.
I have to bring him up first because I have him in no
team. He went 4 for 93 and 2 uh-huh. week 15. 6 for 120 and 2 week 16.
Oh.
4 for 23 and 1 week 17. So this is 0.5 premium. He's 28.3, 34.5, and 15.3.
Mm-hmm. There's a league winner last year.
Yep. Now he had 4 out of 5 duds before that, so you probably could have got him cheap. But when the playoffs count, he came and
exactly
rose.
Yeah.
Boom. And let's talk about that. So, like, what is a league winner? Is it somebody that you get super cheap and puts up average points? Or is it somebody that you get for an average price, like a depressed price, and then explodes, right?
I think it can be both.
Yeah. I also don't think Kittle's that depressed in price. No. I mean,
well,
he
was last year, right?
Yeah.
Now,
Yeah. No, it's not right now. But it's just. Yeah, the boom bust scares the crap out of me all the time. But where I got him, I start him. So
if you're the Mandrews owner and you're like a top three team, are you going to give him up for Kittle?
Straight up?
I have straight a friend up. That's done it twice, and I hated the feeling of doing it. Mm-hmm. But I also understand it. You got to win a championship. You got to try. But
yeah, I knew a guy that was sending me offers for Kittle in a league where he lost Andrews and that guy.
It's not even me, but
it was you. Yes, it was.
I lost Andrews. I lost Pat F. Like,
oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, sorry. I thought it was you.
Nah, it was me, but not for Andrews.
I bet.
I'm glad I didn't trade you
last week. Man, did that bite me in the ass.
Yeah. I'd start him anywhere. You start anyone on Pittsburgh's offense? Jeez.
I started Kate Otten over him.
I couldn't have blamed. Actually, I think I did 2 in a league.
That's why if you got one of the tight ends, just do it. I don't know.
By the way, Matt, that was not because Matt Canada was gone. That Steelers explosion last week.
Oh, yeah.
I know it seems that way. Can't draw a straight line, though. It is good to see.
Yeah, I'll take it. 400 yards, I'll take it.
They did go downfield a little more. But the scheme was essentially the same.
Didn't they? Well, it's going to be. You can't teach a new scheme in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's. Score? Who cares, bro? They put up.
Maybe just having an asshole out
I'll
of the building.
I'll take it. Yeah. All right, but so, to your question, we now don't think we even really answered it. On the, I think a league winner can be a very cheap asset that you can put in your flex and get you the points above expected. And it also can be that depressed piece that turns into a league winner those last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. It can be both of those, and it'll be roster dependent on what you need. You know, we've seen it year after year after year, those players that come on the last month of the season that win people's leagues.
I think it can also be an older player that's maybe re-emerging, kind of like a Logan Thomas. He's not in this game tonight, and I don't really consider him a league winner.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen. But we talked about him at length last week. Yeah.
Well, he's past that because of cost now. He's above above cost at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I saw somebody talking about Drake London in a first for Keenan Allen.
Whoa.
Come on now. So like that's you can't buy Keenan Allen right now.
I'll sell him for that.
Anybody should.
I'd sell him for either one of those two assets. Correct. Actually.
Yeah. Correct.
And feel like I was making out.
Correct.
I don't think he's quite worth a first. Because he's
to a contender, he probably is. And he's not, but to a contender he is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because you just said you spend a first and a second on Jacobs. Give me Keenan Allen all day long for that price point. Now, I don't want to pay a first and a second for Allen, but good Lord, I'd pay the first and a heartbeat for Allen over the first and the second for Jacobs.
Well, this is also assuming you need a running back because you're not trading. I guess we should have covered that. You're not trading for Josh Jacobs unless it's start two running backs and you're struggling at one of those positions, right? Yeah. Otherwise, please just go for the wide receivers and the tight ends in premium leagues, you know, over the running backs. I guess we kind of gloss over that sometimes, like it's a given.
Because we all agree with that, but that is a
good point. Let's like make sure that everybody knows that. Like, don't trade for a running back for your flex.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Kittle. Did you answer that question about Andrews, both you guys?
I think it's fair. I don't know if I'd do it, but I know Andrews, so
I don't think it's fair, and I wouldn't do it. I'd rather spend a third on Logan Thomas. I'd rather spend a second on Njoku. I'd rather go a third for Higbee, Chig.
Higbee's been awful. Except for this last week.
My point is I would just rather, I think 2 seconds. So that's why I didn't say him. I think that's probably why I didn't say him.
That's the top end of that tier. I'd rather not.
Correct.
I'd rather go cheaper. Dalton Schultz is in that tier.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. That's another.
We went over all these guys.
I would rather spend my second on those pieces than lose my value from Andrews to Kittle.
Yeah, if I can get Schultz cheap, but I don't know.
But if we're talking
him up for just a second, though, now.
See, now, the last couple weeks, we were talking contender buys, right? This week, we're talking about winners, right? Is Dalton Schultz a winner or is Kittle a winner, right? Wouldn't you rather pay the little extra?
It's not a little extra. Kittle? That's a lot extra.
Yeah. All right, what's it cost?
I'm losing Mark Andrews. That's what the discussion was.
All right,
that's a lot extra.
What's the cost for Kittle?
Probably a first.
Let's say you won't do Andrews.
A first and a
first and a second?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it for, let's say you still have Zay Flowers. You're a contender that drafted Zay Flowers last year. Could you do that straight up for Kittle?
Oh, yeah.
As a contender, I would do that.
I would do that as a contender. Yeah.
So is Flowers worth a first and a second at this point?
Probably. Yeah, especially because he had a boom game in prime time. So you could probably get that. All people are thinking about him. Yeah. You see how electric he is. It's just, as always, it's the Baltimore offense.
Could you imagine him on the Chargers?
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't QJ go before him?
Yes.
The pick before.
God, what a mistake that was.
Chad and I were in the bar together watching the draft, and I was like, he's right there. And then when they said Quentin Johnson, we both just shook our heads.
Oh, that's right. We did the second. We did day two live.
Not day one.
Yeah, Zay Flowers would be perfect for their offense. So perfect for their offense.
If like the receiving core wasn't decimated, Johnson wouldn't even be on the field.
He was. Right. Yeah.
Well,
like Guyton was playing over him, and then Guyton got
yes.
Darius
Davis plays over him, and he's a returner. Basically, he's not even Demario Douglas. To be honest,
heck, their tight end smart is
don't
probably
knock on Douglas.
Demario Douglas, my boy,
dude's a stud.
Yeah,
get him a quarterback.
Kid. Yeah, I hear you. Get him somebody that can get the ball downfield a little bit, and he'll wreck people.
Get him a quarterback. He's going to be one of my offense offseason buys when we get up to
Demario Douglas.
Yes,
absolutely.
I've had him. I've added him in three trades where it's just throw-ins.
Really? I don't know that I can add him anywhere. I have 5 or 6 shares. I was getting them off of waivers everywhere.
I better go buy some.
Yeah, the kid's a stud. He's a fun to watch. Just fun to watch.
Let's say you drafted QJ. What do you have to add to QJ to get to Kittle?
Oh gosh,
a first.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So QJ is like a late second at this point.
Yeah. If you can get a second and re-roll and you don't, and you feel pretty good that it's not a 211, 212, I'd probably just do it. In this class, there could easily be 11 or 12 wide receivers that we like. And that means one of them are going to be available in the mid to late second.
What about Sharp? Let's say you got Sharp at like 112. Would that be a good deal? Charbonnet for Kittle straight up, or do you have to add to that?
Oh, no, you got to add to that.
Yeah, I'd tell you to kick rocks.
Yeah. Pretty I mean, especially since he just had the starting role and had a complete dud on Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. Like, got the recency bias there.
Yeah.
I mean, Sharp hasn't done anything.
I don't think he's that good. So
that was a tough defense he was going against
the Niners.
But, I mean, that's a really tough first start against the Niners.
It is, absolutely.
I believe
see him 2 times every year.
He's going to get another one this week, so we'll see if that changes a little. As my mother used to say, though, when you said kick rocks, my mother used to say, go pound sand up the Rio Grande.
That actually, sorry, since we just went to Walker, I offered Kenneth Walker in a first for McCaffrey. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right, just make sure.
Is the guy trying to score points?
What's that?
Is the guy trying to score points?
No.
Oh, then yeah, I would have smashed
it. He's not even going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd have smashed it.
Yeah. He wanted me to play a 2 firsts for Derrick Henry, and I was like, no, but I'll give you Walker and a first. Yeah. It's going to be a late first. Like, it's probably going to be anywhere between 109 and 11.
Shit. All right. As I was putting this game together, I saw him available in that league that you're probably talking. Are we in this league together, Mike?
No, you're not in this.
We're not. Oh, okay.
No.
He may be available in a league we're in together.
I have him in a lot of places. So,
I have one.
Sorry. So,
all right. Here's a question.
A lot of Tyreek, a lot of DMC. I'm in first for a reason, guys. Come on.
Here's a question. He's obviously a league winner. Right, if you can get him from a non-playoff team.
If I could pay 2 firsts for CMC, I would.
Well.
And I've tried.
I don't think that's – I think you have to give a young player that you don't want to give up.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I said Walker.
Walker in a first is very,
yes,
very reasonable.
Absolutely. I thought – yes, absolutely. I would – I think that is very reasonable.
I'm going to send it again.
Actually, we're not in this league together, Mike, so I'll talk freely about it.
There you go. I was going to say, I have him a lot.
In Patreon 3, he's on the 11th place team. I'm 4th.
How bad does your roster have?
When do we do a
DMD?
When do we do a rebuilding class?
He had a lot of bad luck, a lot of injuries.
Injuries, yeah.
Mike, that was my recommendation. As soon as week 17 ends, that's when we're doing
a rebuilding class.
Yeah. Roster construction.
I got my
philosophy idea.
Rose colored glasses. I'll put these on.
I'm actually, we're getting off track a little bit, but I'm going to need you to put that together, Austin, because I've been thinking of a format for that and I can't. So I've been trying to think of a format and I can't. So I'll need you to put that together.
All right.
Whenever you get that, we'll roll with it.
All right.
So if I were going to put together a package for CMC, we're off Kittle. we're way off, but he's available. Do you think starting with A-Chain and adding a 25 first?
It's reasonable as hell. I have no problem with that price point.
It's pretty reasonable.
That's quite reasonable.
Do you think I should?
Oh, that's a different discussion.
This is one of the last place teams?
He's on the 11th place team.
And what place are you in?
Yeah, how good is your roster?
I'm in 4th place. I'll read off my roster to you right now. I start Stroud and Trevor.
Who's your third? Because as we've seen this year, that's very important.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, boy.
I have a lot of draft capital that I can go out and get somebody if I have to.
Okay.
But Bijan, Javonte, Ayuk, Kirk, Hawkinson.
Yeah, it's
Hawkinson, Kincaid. A-Chain, who I'd be trading, but Ridley, Amari Cooper, Rashi Rice. It gets a little thin after that.
But how deep is the start lineup? Is it 2-2 tight end and 2 flex? Is that what I gathered from what you were saying?
It's 1 tight end. Yes, so I also have Ferguson.
Sorry.
No, it's 1 tight end. It's half point premium. But
I'm saying like 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 2 flex?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Correct. No, 3 flex.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Did he just put him on the block?
No, he didn't put him on the block. I just happened to notice it.
I wonder if you could wait a week, A-Chain play, and see how close you could get of getting it to clip straight up. Because the A-Chain's so depressed right now in people's minds. Because we haven't seen it for, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Right.
So if we can see him healthy, I think you'll have people that, especially on a rebuilder, that honestly should go from CMC to A-Chain, especially if they can get anything on plus. So, heck, maybe you could grow a couple thirds with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should get something extra because it's CMC and he's so automatic.
Yeah, but if you would have asked this in, what, week 5? When A-Chain had gone back-to-back 25-plus point games,
right,
there would have been discussions of them being straight up, and it should be because of age difference.
I've gone on a huge win streak since then.
Yeah, like I'm just saying.
I was starting Watson, now I'm starting Stroud. Like, it's a better team since then.
Yeah, but I'm just saying as in a philosophy thought process. So when you've got that 22-year-old running back that we've seen put up 30-point games back-to-back, and you've got a 27 going on 28-year-old running back that we know is elite, that's best of the best. People that are rebuilding may want to look at it and like, ooh, if I can get a little bit on top of that, I'll do it. Because I think a first is right. That's the right thing to say.
From a roster construction standpoint, I don't want to add a running back. Like, my team needs a top wide receiver, really.
I agree with
that. Like, I have Bijan, A-Chain, and Javonte. I'm good at running back.
Yeah.
So I don't love the idea of upgrading running back, but at the same time, it's CMC and he's automatic.
It's like 25 points a game or
20. Yeah. You just, it's 25 points a game kind of minimum, you know, and you get the 35, 40 point games too.
Okay. So I'm going to be devil's advocate and go to your thought process earlier in the season.
And now this is a team I'm bringing. This is a team I'm bringing out of a rebuild. Right.
Okay.
So now then, I'm now making my team older immediately.
Do you have a trade deadline?
No. And I commissioned this.
Then I'm personally holding off.
Okay.
Because you're coming out of a rebuild. One of the worst things you can do is jump the gun on the rebuild.
Right.
And go old too quick. And all of a sudden you've skipped your window. You went from a 4-year window to a 1.5-year window.
Yeah. I'm petrified of doing that. So, I mean, I have a lot of picks still.
Yeah.
And I can continue to add, but I'm petrified of, like, you know, I added Amari Cooper BFD. It didn't cost a whole lot. I added, like, strategic veterans. I haven't added, like, you know, the Diggs or the Tyreeks or the CMC. Because I just, you know, the top teams in this league are powerhouses, by the way. I think there's a team with, like, Josh Allen and Hurts. So
then I'm personally holding until you see how your playoffs start to shake. And then if it comes to the semis and CMC still sitting there,
right,
then you can, to me, you can still offer A-Chain in the first at that point, and it's going to get done. But you're saving.
If one of the other contenders doesn't offer,
that's the one scare.
Yeah, right.
That's the one scare.
Stupid.
I agree.
Yeah. The only thing I'm worried about is, especially, this is a Patreon league. This podcast comes out Friday. I'm disappointed in any Patreon member that doesn't listen to it, right, and knows exactly what I'm looking at and goes and jumps me.
Yeah, that's the one scare, is if somebody else beats you to it and then you're against CMC in week 16 and you lose because of it. Absolutely.
But at the same time, I still have my young rebuild team and 4 or 5 years to go where I'm still competing for championships.
We hope. We hope at the end of the day. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
but I just have so much capital that, like, yeah, maybe I have a weird year with a bunch of injuries and, you know, I sit back and have all my picks
on that team. What's besides, do you have any other capital besides your picks on that team?
Oh, I have a ton.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have three 25 firsts and a couple seconds. 24, I have all my picks plus a second, I think. And I have a couple extra 26 picks. So, like, I can continue to build the team. But I think I just talked myself out of it.
Yeah.
Just with the strength of the teams above me, I guess.
That's fair. It's hard to know when to do it. It's one of the hardest things in Dynasty to know when.
It really is. It really is. This time next week, I'll probably be sending it out.
Yeah. If A-Chain has a big game, one may not want to because then you're like, well, shit, he's ready to go.
Like maybe I just throw A-Chain in there.
After what's McCaffrey up? Beats the Eagles? Or?
All right. So let me ask you this. What does it take to get hit? CMC, what does it take on top of Javonte to get him? Because I'd be much more willing to trade Javonte.
It's going to depend on how the manager feels about
him. About Javonte, yeah.
I feel like he's such a polarizing piece. Like some people are, he's at 2 first right now because he's a 23-year-old running back. This looked good. And then some people's like, I wouldn't pay a first.
I mean, so, he looked back to me.
Single first for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I agree.
As a Broncos fan, I have no idea what he's worth. I've seen
Javonte in a 25.
How does he look? How does he look?
I mean, he looks good.
I think he looks really good. I think he looks back. Violent, sharp cuts. He looks like the old Javonte to me.
Yeah. I just mean the offense is not prolific though. So it's not, you're not getting league changing, league winning scores from him. Like
correct.
You know, so like against the Vikings, the last drive, like it was P. Ryan. 4 for 4 and 40 yards in the receiving game. So, like, I'm not saying like I'm not saying P. Ryan's a threat. I'm just saying he's taken away a lot from him.
But if you're a rebuilder, would you rather have CMC or Javonte and a first?
I mean,
I can make it like a mid 25 first.
Well, you try the latest one first. You don't try the
third. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, as a rebuilder. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I would think they would want someone like a younger receiver that's not, I don't know, like maybe like a Dell or Addison plus.
I don't really have that. Yeah. Like, that's the one place in this roster that's kind of a, you know, like I said, my receivers are Ayuk, Kirk.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Javonte's going anywhere. So
Amari Cooper.
I don't think it's a terrible investment, but. Generally, if I'm a rebuild, if I'm trading an elite asset, like I want to get a good young piece and a future first, which like, I mean, Javonte is close to that, but I don't think he's broken out. What if he, you know, what's the one running back? I feel like we always want to break out all the time. I feel like it's Javonte every season. So, He's been good, but he had
really good, like close to RB1 seasons while splitting the work evenly with Melvin Gordon.
I mean, his rookie year, he was RB12.
Yeah, he was really good his rookie year. I mean, that was before
he was good his second year, too.
For multiple ligaments. And
he did it 2 years in a row before he,
Well, no, that was the year he tore his knee up.
That was the year he tore his knee up, yeah.
Oh, so was it?
And then he missed.
This is his third year. Yeah.
So
he's got a 2 year window minimum.
See, he's got one more year.
See, that's the thing, though, right? Like, if I'm a rebuilding team, do I want someone with a 2 year window? Like, yeah, he could gain value and I could trade him in the future,
but I'd rather
sit on a young wide receiver, you know?
Yeah,
but I think you can use Javonte to flip for that young wide receiver, especially if you think he can produce. You take, you know, you're probably not going to get an Ayuk plus a first for CMC.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get Javonte plus a first, and then you can use Javonte, hopefully, in the next you know, hopefully by the end of the season, we see at least a couple pop games. Mm-hmm. And then you can use Javonte to go get your, you know, Tank Dell plus something, or, you know, probably not. But
Flowers.
Yeah, you know, get that plus in that young receiver as a rebuilder.
Zay Flowers plus.
Yeah, so then you turned, you know, maybe you get lucky and you turned CMC into 225 first and Zay Flowers.
I mean, I think Javonte is worth a first and 2 seconds, don't you?
No, I wish, but no.
No.
I think you have a lot of people struggling. I haven't seen him down
for much more than a first.
I mean, I've been watching him, and maybe it's wishful thinking. I only have one share, but I've been watching him, and he just looks good to me. Like, I'm definitely on the upswing of Javonte. Like, in a vacuum, I'd rather have him than Saquon right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved him, so you're not going to hear me argue.
Yeah.
All right, who we got next? That was a good discussion. It was a long – good job, Kittle.
Kittle gets us to Javonte.
We are getting long. We've only done two.
Gets us to CMC.
All right, next is Jerome Ford. So this is that category, the cheap guy.
Gross.
The cheap but reliable guy. Mike, yeah, you're up.
Mike can't even talk here. This isn't his kind of piece. It's not. It's not Givenchy. This Ford, is, you know, middle of the mall shit.
What a scrub! I don't pay for scrubs.
Wow. Jerome Ford, RB 23 currently. 5 top 10 finishes this year. Has 10 or more points in 6 out of 7 of his last games.
In 6 out of his last 7 games?
Yes.
I'm going to say that last one.
Which one's the lie?
Last one.
Incorrect.
I'm so bad at this game.
Austin.
What were the 3? Because I thought I only heard 2.
He was He's RB 23 currently.
Okay.
5 top 10 finishes this year at running back.
Yeah, I got you.
Has 10 or more PPR points in 6 of his last 7 games.
Well, I know that one's true. And he's got to be RB2, so I'm going to have to say the second one.
Correct. Damn, Austin's running away with this shit.
Does he have 4 top finishes?
I think it's like 3, actually.
Dang, I just knew he crushed a couple games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
did. I sold him in redraft immediately, but.
They were actually like earlier in the year before they signed Kareem Hunt. The problem is
Kareem Hunt
went on a streak of like 5
touchdown
or 6
vultures.
He scored a touchdown and just vultured the shit out of him. He gets all of the volume, and then Kareem Hunt kind of comes in at the goal line. Really, really annoying.
It's like Swift and Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Pissing me off.
Trust me, it kills me. Swift will look so good, and he'll get us right down there, and then Hurts, obviously, with the –
it's like Swift getting the goal line, getting the end zone, and you're not getting it.
Once this year, they ran the variation where they flipped it out to Swift instead, and he ran around, and there's
just wide open. There's no way there.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll do it in the playoffs. Once
they ran that. Yes,
they'll
exactly.
Do it in the playoffs.
They only did it once this year, so that everybody knows it's in our playbook. But yeah, they'll run it in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah. So
Jerome Ford. I mean, I think he's at. I think he's that. And when I said has 10 or more points in 6 of the last 7, I wanted to say 12, but like he's got 11.9 points in 3 of those games.
They're in a row too. I clicked on his name after you said it, and it's 11.9 in a row. 3 of them. That's pretty crazy. Look,
so it's a guy that you can count on for 12 PPR points every week, pretty much. Yeah, that was my whole point.
That flex kind of play. That's the one where you've got that third flex, and you have, especially this week, where you have the buys. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who the heck can I put in there? Ooh. Are you paying a playoff second for him?
Man, his playoff schedule, Chicago, Houston, and the Jets. It's kind of a soft. It's pretty soft.
The Jets
aren't soft.
No. The Jets scare the hell out of you for championship.
Well, I mean, against fantasy, against running backs, they're terrible.
Oh,
are they?
Based off sleeper, yeah.
Yeah.
They're tough against the passing game.
That's the issue is because, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if DTR is only going to be out for the week because of the concussion, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Or does it look like it's more? Because I'm not going to lie, PJ Walker came in and it was hot garbage. I was like, all right, we should get a couple sacks, a couple turnovers, and that's what happened. So,
well, I mean, he's going to want to check down and hand off.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about whether or not this type of player is this a league winner, because you can get him cheap for a late second, right?
Yeah, that's what
we all know. Don't we all know he's going to get replaced by a real running back next year and just be a satellite /
Nick Chubb.
Away? Yeah, Nick Chubb is going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who's going to get replaced by is Nick Chubb.
A real running back.
But I think they're going to bring somebody else in, and Nick Chubb's going to have trouble too. And it's going to be a murky garbage mess.
They already have a murky garbage mess.
Yeah.
They have to pay Watson. So what makes you think they're going to bring in a running back?
It can get worse. It can get worse. They can ruin the career of, like, or at least the first couple seasons of, like, Raheem Sanders.
Mm.
Think about it.
God, that makes me sad. Kevin
Stefanski loves his running backs.
Yeah. He loves his big, fast running backs, too.
Yeah, man.
Anyway,
back to Jerome Ford. I mean, you'd pay a late second for him. And if I'll give you a fourth. Late second and a fourth.
Sure. I'm trying to think of pieces I'd prefer paying, like, over Ford for paying that second, and there aren't many off the top of my head. I look through roster.
Isn't Mostert, if he's not on the...
No, you're not getting him for that. You're out of your mind.
Well, that's what I paid. In Mike's league, I paid a second. Was that a month ago, maybe?
Yes.
It was straight up. Well, that was after A-Chain got hurt. I mean, that was the most expensive time.
Yeah. And he's had a couple of great games.
He's RB2.
I mean, nobody's expecting a first. So
I haven't seen him. Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen him go for a first. I've seen him go for a first, which I'm buying.
Yeah. Honestly, he's not available.
That's probably the correct answer.
I mean, you saw what I got him for in Villains, which I honestly thought I kind of overpaid.
What was it?
Roshan in a late second.
Yeah, that's right.
That probably is an overpay, but yeah, it is right.
I think that's right.
But see, I'd rather add Roshan to get Mostert than just pay a second for Ford.
I agree with that as well. Which is exactly why Mike hates these players. And he's right. But the problem is
wait, what was that? What was that, Austin? Sorry, I think I say that enough.
Your head's too full of yourself. You couldn't hear. That's why.
There are a lot of top teams that had a lot of Mike with the trophy. A lot of injuries recently. And if you're telling me that Jerome Ford is a bad player to plug in at flex, I'm going to tell you you're wrong.
This is the guy that I think.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm kind of saying that to the ether.
Okay, Gus Edwards or Jerome Ford.
I'd go Ford.
Edwards is next on this.
Oh my gosh, he pisses me off more than anyone. I can't stand Lamar owner, I can't stand Gus Edwards. He's there for a touchdown. That's it. I'm like, man, Lamar, like, pull some Jalen Hurts shit. Go in the end zone, all right? Stop giving it to Gus to do it. Golly.
I'll take Jerome Ford over Gus personally because he's less.
Gus has outscored him.
Jerome Ford's less touchdown dependent.
Well, I was about to say Gus is also on bye this week, so that'll change it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gearing up for playoffs. That doesn't. Oh, I see.
I'm looking at running backs in that ranking. I was trying to see, players in that late second who I would rather pay for. And honestly, Ford's about as good a piece as any right there. I mean, Jacoby Myers, get him for a late second.
That's a good call. I would rather have Ford for this year because.
If you get him for a late second,
I think you're crazy if you think you get Sutton for a late second. I just got a mid second and a third for him. So, and that was in Villains, actually.
Okay, I'm just going through names. Hopkins, Can you get him for a second? Would you rather have
yes him? And no thanks.
I don't want Hopkins.
I agree.
He's volatile. I want a guy I know I can get 12 points out of.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah,
like Gus Edwards, like 9 touchdowns in 5 games. Come on. It's ridiculous.
I'm so glad it upsets you because you have so much Lamar.
Yeah, right? And I'm in a terrible space.
I only have like 2 Lamar. So, yeah, it annoys me. And trust me, I go into work every Monday screaming at all the Ravens fans that I work with. You know, everybody knows I work
in Baltimore,
right?
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Just can Lamar just score the touchdowns like he used to, please? Instead of this goddamn.
Well, they don't want it to hurt him. Stuff. They want him. Yeah, I was about to say they actually want him to make it to 30.
No, I mean it's absolutely the right thing to do. I think Tom Hawkins done an excellent job.
Well, I need Brian Johnson to figure that out before the end of the season.
What, Jesse? If why you is he throwing Goff in it? QB sneaks.
I said Brian Johnson.
Who's that?
Your OC.
Oh, our OC?
Yeah, so Swift can get his touchdowns. How do I know that and you don't?
Because I still want it to be Shane Steichen.
Well, he's not there.
I don't like the job that our offensive coordinator has done this year.
Yeah, so, I've heard a lot of that from Philly fans online and stuff.
I do love the fact that we seem to make amazing adjustments at halftime and overtime.
That's fair.
So, like, I mean, if that's your calling card, great. We always had Andy Reid who, I mean, he runs a great first half, especially the first drive that's scripted. Man, you can't defend that. But he's awful at halftime adjustments and clock management.
All right, let's get this next bum.
All right, Gus Edwards.
No, I don't want to talk about Gus Edwards.
Well, it's Austin anyway.
Fine, yeah, you guess it, right.
All
right.
Austin, Gus Edwards is RB18 currently. Austin, Gus Edwards has 5 top 5 finishes this season. And he currently has 10 touchdowns, which is the lot.
It has to be the third one.
It's not, Mike.
It's not. It's not. I'd say the second one.
It is the second one. Mike gets on the board.
I got a point.
Woo!
You said he had 9 touchdowns this year.
9 in the last 5 games.
Is
what he said. Hey, he's got 10
touchdowns. That was good.
Gotcha.
You did get me. I was Mike already gave me that one. Thanks, Mike.
Got 10 touchdowns after 12 weeks.
That's the thing, though. Like 9 of them were in 5.
He hasn't had his bye. Let me ask you this, because we forgot to do this. For Kittle, is he a truth or a lie as a league winner?
Truth.
At cost.
I'm going to tell you this. One of the playoff games, he's going to explode.
I agree with that. Now, you may already be playing for the third place game, but.
Yeah, it's like, which one is it? Is it 15, 16, or 17? But
yeah.
Same thing with Eastlow. You don't know which one it's
going
to be.
This week, going into week 12, which was a dud, he had 3 smash games in a row. So
yeah.
He absolutely will win a week in the playoffs. You just hope it's. Preferably, honestly,
and you're in there.
Yeah, I was about to say, you hope it's all 3, but it's most likely you're going to get a dud in 1 and hope it doesn't cost you.
All right, what about Ford? Is he the truth or a lie for a league winner?
I just don't want to trust that offense anymore.
Okay.
Then I can throw it.
Yeah, I'm fine with saying lie, but it is kind of relative to cost and format because a deep league, you got to have those flexes, and sometimes that 12 points is plenty good in those. In the flex,
I'm okay with him as a lie just because I don't think you're ever going to really get a spike week out of him.
Yeah,
he does have the ability to break off a long one, actually.
Yeah.
He's a good
running back.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it could happen, but I don't think it will just because you have PJ Walker at quarterback and they're going to everybody's going to be creeping up against these running backs.
Deshaun Watson sitting back there, I probably would have said yes.
Right,
because I think the offense could move enough to get him in the inside the 20 and him take a screen to the house.
Yeah,
but
right,
we're not going to get that now.
That was happening early in the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's an electric running back. I remember when he went there, I was like, that's the perfect piece with Chubb.
That's why I have so much of him.
Yeah.
He was essentially free, and I really liked him as backup. Mm-hmm. All right, Gus.
Lie.
He is a lie.
It's so hard, though, because the offense is...
I agree. I put Gus on him on here because I wanted a lie. I wanted to make sure we had a stone cold lie in this.
Yeah.
Y'all, but don't trade for Gus Edwards for your flex or your running back spot. We got better names.
Yeah, but as you said, I mean, you can see he can win you weeks. So if he can win me my week 15 week when Jonathan Taylor is not there yet, 28 points is winning me a week.
How many of those does he have?
Well, one, but I mean, doesn't mean he can't do it. He had 21 another week. He had 18 another week. Oh, he had 21 two weeks. Excuse me.
Okay.
So he can win you a week. I mean, 21 out of my last flex spot is going to win me more weeks than not.
But does the fact that Keaton Mitchell is coming on hurt that value?
I don't know.
You still get the potential of the short touchdown.
Yeah. I still agree. It's a lie. Still, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But what's he worth?
A second with a third back.
I'm not giving a second for Gus Williams. You're out of your mind. I'll give you two thirds.
What about Gus Edwards?
Yeah. What about Gus Edwards?
What did I call him?
Gus Williams. You're mixing Kyren and Gus.
He's going to talk about his name
next. Did you hate both?
I'm looking at my sheet.
That's the next name.
Like Kyren Edwards.
Yeah.
Not the next name. He's on the sheet.
You know what? Yeah. The one spot I got him, I'm offering him to every contender for a second. So I'm never going to start him. And I
said a second with a third back.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I'm not giving a contender anything else. So.
I wouldn't do that. I'll give you Mechie.
And a third.
Yeah,
I'll sure. Do that. Out on a rebuilder, sure.
Yeah. Right, it's a young wide receiver that you might have some hope.
Points off my roster.
Mm. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to just cut Gus Edwards.
No, heck no. Also, I probably rather have the two thirds if I think about it. But
really,
yeah,
I think he's still got potential.
Yeah, I think he's KJ Hamler.
Wah. I can see that.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I had a lot of KJ Hamler. Late, but I spent a lot of thirds on him.
Honestly, I think Mechie was overrated in college.
Really?
Yeah, I was not. He was like my wide receiver 12 or 13 that year.
I just thought he had a really good feel and sharp cuts, could get open. I didn't think he had awesome traits, but just knew how to get open.
Yeah, so did David Bell.
Yeah,
I never thought
he could get open in college. Boy, could he get open in college.
I've always been off him. I just never, I never saw anything special out of David Bell.
That's how I felt.
I wish Chad was here. Chad would just be crying into his microphone over Mechie. God, he was his biggest.
He did love him. Yeah, I remember that.
All right,
what other terrible running back do you have for us?
No, I got some real names for you.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you're up.
Let's do it. Come back, baby. Sorry, I'm sending you straight offer. My Texas A&M. All right, if I don't get this one, all right.
Oh, I'm mad at Michael. You, speaking of. We got to talk off camera.
All right, these are easy. Michael Evans, wide receiver 9 currently.
He's coming home.
Mike Evans, 4 top 10 finishes in his career.
Former Texas A&M Aggie.
Mike Evans has 3 top 5 finishes in his career.
That was the first one?
No.
Sorry. Start again. Sorry.
Mike Evans is wide receiver 9 currently.
Okay.
Mike Evans has had 4 top 10 finishes in his career. And Mike Evans has 3 top 5 finishes in his career, which is the lie.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, right? Dead air, Mike. Come on.
Three top 5.
Bang. Mike's making a comeback.
He's had more than that, right?
He's had none. He's had one. I think he's had one.
He's really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's had a bunch of top tens.
Yeah. He's had four top tens.
It's always been the yardage that has slacked on him. He's always had the touchdowns. Oh, it's always the
touchdowns, yeah.
But it's always last year was his
shitty season. He was wide receiver 17 with the end of terrific Tom
Brady.
Yeah. Lack of touchdowns finally.
But wasn't he the big league winner though in championship week? Wasn't that like a 40-50 point game?
I think so. Minus Kamara. Kamara was really the one that won the championship.
Kind of accentuates my point though. This is a guy that can always do it.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah, looking, he had 10 for 207 and 3 against some terrible franchise.
Y'all, he's 30.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 30 years old. So
yeah.
It's going to go away at some point, but he's not, his game's not based on speed alone.
He's still good.
He is fast.
You know what makes me a
damn good wide receiver.
You know what makes me mad, and this is partially Austin's fault. If that division just had one freaking good team, Tampa Bay would have been out of it, and they would have traded him at the trade deadline to someone like the Chiefs, for Pete's sakes. But because everybody is still in that division, except for Carolina somehow. No, I mean, they're still technically
alive. We're still there, baby. I had to go 6-0 right here.
But, I mean, holy smokes. Talk about, like, I don't know. Like, I obviously respect the Tampa Bay front office and stuff like that, but it's like, sure, win the division, whatever, but like you ain't gonna get anything for Evans much later. So I don't. It's
weird. He's a free agent.
Oh, he's a free.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, to be honest, Godwin probably is gonna be too. They have an out in his contract, so there's a chance. Listen, he's gone a too.
Wide receiver 9 right now.
Yeah,
and he's on like non-contenders.
That's a mistake. He's absolutely a league winner. Absolutely.
I did not pick any players that I didn't see on like 3 different non-contenders throughout my 20 leagues. Right.
Are you paying a first?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Gosh, I'm looking.
Yes.
Man, I'm looking at these points. Yeah.
Can I get him for a stud? Let me ask you this. Can I get him for a 26 first?
Ooh.
Probably 20
against Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know.
Let's say I don't have
that is a problem. Now that's something we do need to discuss.
Yeah.
What was it?
Marshawn Lattimore week
championship 17. Week. Yeah.
That is a problem.
He's hurt.
Oh, is
he's out
for the season.
Marshawn Lattimore is not even playing right now.
Well, right now doesn't matter, but in 5 weeks it does matter.
How bad is
he out for the season? I don't know.
He's eligible to return week 16. Okay. So right before the fantasy playoffs. Mm.
But it doesn't mean he will.
Man.
It's true.
He's on IR.
If they're out of the playoff race, yeah. But if they're still in it.
Right.
They're tied in first right now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is something you need to think about, because if you look through his seasons, I was going through that while y'all were just talking, and if you look at the New Orleans, man, it's always red on Sleeper. Every single time it's red.
And they fight, and they it's a fun little battle to watch, but
I mean, this season his stats thing are green basically almost every week except for New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah, and the year before.
And it's red all the way through.
That's
something you do need to think about for the championship.
That is a huge curveball that you just threw at me, because this was like my number one guy out of the whole night.
Well, if he can get you, if you have a championship roster now and he can get you to the championship, you sit him for a week. So what? If you already have a championship roster, that one
so
week,
I'm trading
he
my
can
first
carry you there.
That he can play week because I'm going to get a bye.
Because he can get you to 16. The money. No, so he can get you to the money. At the end
What's
of the day,
his
that's,
week 16 matchup?
Because
I have a bye.
Jacksonville. So it doesn't scare me at all there.
I mean, they have a good pass rush, but their secondary is garbage.
They should have to put up points. So,
yeah. Like, since 2018, he's had, one really good game.
Telling you, bro. Yep.
So, 2018, week one, he had 42 points. Since then, it's like 10 or less.
Mm-hmm. He is not good against Marshawn
Lattimore. Wow. Yeah, 11.9.
Yeah, but Lattimore might not
be. Zero. Zero.
Yeah. Well, he got ejected.
I mean, you know what?
By the game, he got ejected.
No, he had 97% of his stats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
Oh, man.
So,
all right. So, if Lattimore can, all right. If I can get him for my contenders first, I'm doing it. And I'm taking the chance that Lattimore's not there.
Well, and you send your first out unless you think you're a championship team. So with your statement, I agree totally. You send that championship first to go get Mike Evans and get you to the championship. And then you can decide week 17, do I play him or do I not? Because otherwise, it's been a stud.
I don't think he's – I mean, the fact that he's doing this with Baker, who's – let's be honest. Baker's not the dregs of the league. He's
been pretty good. Yeah.
Not good. Average.
That's fine. I mean, the thing is league average is a pretty good quarterback.
Okay. So right on.
So I agree with you.
If he's wide receiver 9 with Baker, it's not like he's turning into dust next year, no matter who the quarterback is. It's not going to be Trask, you know?
No. Mm-mm. No, I like it. Honestly, I think they could be in play for Fields. Like, as much as we talk about Atlanta, I think Tampa could be in play for Fields just as much.
Right on. I would hate that for Mike Evans, but he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
He's most likely not even going to be there.
I agree.
So, like, the fact that he's a free agent, I think, gives him good upside.
Yeah.
There's a chance that he signs with a team that
I can see him taking a friendly deal to go to a real contender.
Yeah, to the Jets opposite of Garrett Wilson.
Who is
with A-Rod for a year?
Who is the number one wide receiver that you think that would be that's a free agent that would be a perfect fit with Russ? I mean, Mike Evans is a perfect fit with Russ.
That's
a
true.
Big outside receiver. A
better Sutton. Yeah.
I mean, he's the better version of Sutton.
Yeah, better Sutton. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of guy that Russ just peppers. DK, you know? He's a more versatile DK, but old.
That just sucks. Every Evans I'm looking at is on a contenders team.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one that maybe we missed the boat on, but I did see him on 3 different non-playoff teams.
That's a good call. It's honestly a great call. And to be completely blunt, I think you might be able to get something back with your first in certain.
Really?
It may just be a third. Mike Evans has been so depreciated for so long.
But if I have him, I know who he is. You know what I mean?
You do, but that doesn't mean everybody else is like.
Okay, but
it's a 30-year-old receiver that's a free agent. That's not always a good thing.
like I said with Jacobs or Kittle, fine. If you as the number one team don't want to pay for him, that's fine. Maybe the second or third team will, and I'll just blatantly post that shit in the chat, and I have no problem with that. Saying like, hey. Mike Evans is up. He's on the block. He's wide receiver 9. Come get him, contenders. And if I don't get any offers, you know, I start throwing smoke out. I'm just saying you can get – if you work it, you can get a bidding war going. I'm not saying don't ever – let's keep etiquette in mind. Don't ever throw out like an actual trade offer that you got in chat. Don't ever tell other people other offers, that kind of thing. But you can get a bidding war. You can play people against each other.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything less than a first for Mike Evans if I'm a rebuilder.
Yeah. I'm talking about on the contender side. I think you might get a third back.
I'm the non-contender, and I'm telling you to, you know, go pound sand up the Rio Grande.
Oh, then you just counter back with it being straight and saying this is what I'm doing. I mean, it's not that crazy of a statement to add.
I hear what you're saying. You open with that.
Yeah. You send the first for Evans and a third. I mean, I think that can get done in 50% of your leagues that a non-contender has it.
Right on. I mean, I might actually take it just because I want to get it done and I don't want to risk a counter.
I just sent 2 offers for Evans. I have 0 share of Evans, so.
I only have 1.
I have 0.
I'm about to try to get 2, so here we go.
And you know, I'm in first, second, or third in 10 leagues or whatever, you know, so that should tell you how underappreciated he is if none of us have.
Exactly.
Because we're all in that situation. We all have a bunch of top teams. And
I mean, I'll be honest, I just didn't trust Baker. starting the season. Yeah. So that's why we go after
him. I think that was the consensus, is didn't trust Tampa.
I probably like was double everybody else. I just in my mind.
Yeah.
But you know, it sort of was a flip of the coin because there's not enough volume for Godwin.
Yeah. No, Godwin has been.
Yeah, it's one or the other. It was one or the other, and how do you know?
Yeah, no, and I assumed Godwin. I have a lot of him in redraft.
I think a lot of people assumed it would be
Godwin. I'm not starting Godwin anymore over most people.
Right. Yeah, I haven't zero of either because I didn't know which one it would be.
He's on my bench in most leagues.
Yeah. It's like in a good offense, I'll kind of take any of them. And in a bad offense, I kind of don't want any of them because I don't know which one it'll be.
Yeah, right.
Until you get it.
Evans has proved it, though. So
it's like Judy and Sutton. Like, I didn't think the Broncos would be a bad offense, but they are a limited offense, right? They're not going to support two wide receivers. And I thought it would be Judy. It turned out to be Sutton.
I'm so mad we weren't able to trade Judy. Because he ain't going to be worth shit in the offseason.
Yeah. I'm really happy I was able to trade Judy, though, in Patreon, too.
For a Tank Dell,
Tank Dell,
yeah, it's such a that was just like, YOLO, I don't care.
Yeah, I talked Mike into that trade a couple weeks ago by saying, "Hey, it'll give us something to talk about on the podcast." And then, literally, this is the first time it's come up.
Instantly regretted it. I was like, "Yeah, I got two shares. Like, why not? Like, I have no Judy, so whatever."
I was like, yeah. Basically, that was my entire selling point. It'll give us something to talk about. Because I literally kind of saw them as even at the time.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fair. Like, but
And to be fair, you have a really good chance of Judy rebounding next year with a different team.
Yep.
He'll be on my bench.
All right, guys. Mike Evans was an obvious one.
That's true. He's the truth.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All right.
Thank you.
Now let's move on to Kyren Williams. All right. Kyren Williams is kind of the reason I even like brought this game up, because I've just been seeing everywhere this week, Twitter, ESPN, league chats, that Kyren Williams is a league winner. Is that true? First of all, before we even go through this, do you guys think that's true?
A league winner, yes. Dynasty, I have no idea, and that's what scares me. We're talking dynasty, like
I assume he'll get.
But in redraft, oh yeah. So I mean, in the season, right? But it's like, man, like what's his future? You know, I don't see a whole lot of difference between him and Mostert, except he's a lot younger than Mostert, and he's there and kind of, you know.
Well, also no A-chain.
Yeah, true. There's nothing.
Right.
But, I mean, man, Stafford and Kupp could be gone.
Dude,
McVay could be gone.
Yeah. McVay is brutal with running backs, though.
He is. Like,
Daryl Henderson kind of carried him for a few weeks, and then he's like, Kyren's healthy? You're cut. Yeah, you're cut too, Shushy. Oh my God, like the Simpsons episode.
Yeah, but you saw it happen to Gurley too.
Where Homer's their coach, and he's like, you're cut. What's your name? Oh, you're cut. No, you're cut too. And in the closing credits, he's like, you're cut too, Shushy. That's kind of McVay with running backs, man. He does not care. He's not loyal to these guys.
But like, he's making him a stud. That's why, like, the league winner label, yes. Do I want to pay, like, a first for him? Nah. Like, that's
but you're going to have to.
But that's one where it's like, I know we were talking about earlier, was it Josh Jacobs or whoever else? It's like, okay, like, you know, right before the CMC one, where I was like, yeah, you got to do that before the playoffs start. But, like, with Kyren, it's like, man, you know, I'd probably wait until, like, semifinals or you know something like that, and if somebody beats me to it, like
good luck though.
I'd accept that loss.
He's a hot commodity right now.
Yeah, it's the worst time to try to buy him. What do you have, a 38-point week? You just let that go, and you hope he has a down week if you want to buy him.
Because right, I mean, the thing is, like Kupp and Puka had terrible weeks because Kyren caught everything, right? And ran in for touchdowns. Like,
yeah.
Who's to say is, I mean, he could still have big weeks, but.
Pup was limping around and Pukas dropped a touchdown. Yeah. So. All right, Austin. Kyren Williams.
I can tie it if he gets this wrong and I get it right, right?
Correct.
I think so.
I almost wanted to just give it to you. In fact, Austin.
No, give it to Austin. Let him
take it. I was about to welcome the Dynasty War Games because these games are at my whim.
That's true.
No, Austin doesn't get many W's, so I just want to give
him. Actually,
I did lose to you in like three leagues this week. Last week.
It was so great.
All right, Austin.
Jesse lost to me too. So
Kyren Williams has, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to kill you this week.
Sam Laporta started great.
Top five finishes in seven games this year. He's the RB16 overall in seven games. Has averaged four catches per game in these seven games, which is the lie.
Four catches per game.
Woo! Wow. Winner, Austin.
Dang it.
That's even though I actually have a bonus guy. Ooh. That we don't necessarily have to get to, but
we're already an hour and a half. Might as well get to it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Brian Robinson was the next one.
But, oh, I don't want to talk about him. You know that.
I mean, did you know he's RB5?
I know.
And he hadn't had his bye.
Okay. Still going to be top 10 after his bye.
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I can't believe
he's had some blowups too. All right. Let's get back to Kyren. Four top five finishes in seven games.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just last week.
Yeah, no.
16 overall in seven games? That's nuts.
That's like A-Chain. What's A-Chain still? Is he still an RB2?
I haven't looked at it. I didn't want to put him in this game. People know.
Nah, he's at RB30 now.
Ah, man. Shucks.
But he's only played three games.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's above guys that have played every game, actually.
Absolutely. The next name is Jonathan Taylor.
But wow. Kyren doesn't really, despite his touchdowns receiving this week, that's the reason I put this in there. I thought that would trip you up.
He doesn't really get a lot of catches. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't use the running back that way.
Yeah.
Not especially. But it is so, McVay, and if he sees an advantage, he will.
I mean, looking at his – he's had six targets in three of seven games. So he kind of does get used sporadically. Right, at least. Now, he has a
– we don't know what that those targets
are. Not a very good catch percentage, but
– those could have been throwaways over his head.
Yeah,
we don't know. True. Stafford will throw the ball away. What are we giving up for Kyren Williams? At this point – all right, so – I was offered Christian Watson in a third, and actually, I'm still sitting on that. What do you guys think? Oh,
you can buy him for that?
You're a rebuild?
No, I can. I have Kyren Williams.
Oh no,
I have Kyren Williams, and I'm the seventh team, so I could keep him, and I'm very close to being in a playoff spot, or I could sell him, and get Christian Watson in a third.
Yuck! No.
Yeah, right, that's what I was thinking.
I just don't think that's why good.
I left it sitting there because I think Christian Watson's worth it.
I think Watson in a second's pretty fair. I don't know if I'd do it.
So like a mid to high second and another second, right? That's what I see Christian Watson at, like a mid to high second. Is that fair?
I'd rather have Christian Watson in a second than 2 seconds for Kyren. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're
right on.
I'm not selling Kyren for two seconds. Yeah, I'm not selling.
All right, what about would you rather have a 26 first?
Probably.
So this is a young team. It's not exactly a rebuild team, but it's a young team with some decent draft capital and a lot of young players. I'm in this position because I've had Kyler hurt all year, and now I have him back, and I've won like, you know, 2-3 in a row.
Is there no trade deadline?
I don't believe there is, no.
Man, I'd almost roll with it. And if you lose in the playoffs, trade him the next week.
Trade him. Yeah. That's a
good call.
Unless
you're just trying to get your pick. You know, if you're trying to get 104, like, what's your – is it max PF?
Yeah. Unless you're, like, trying to get a top six pick.
It is max PF.
Well, where are you at there? Because if you're sitting at 103 right now and you're
– Okay.
You're not like, good. No. I'm at, like, 10 – I think I'm at, like, 106 or whatever.
Okay. Then, no, I'd go for the playoffs.
And yeah, I'd roll with them, see what happens. You lose in the first round, trade them.
I don't have my first.
Oh, then you absolutely roll with them. You try to get your first back.
Was the idea. Do I try to recoup a first? I don't think I'll get my first because that guy's out of the playoffs.
I don't know, man. People love some Kyren. I think you'd be surprised. Like, even some rebuilders will buy him right now because
really,
like, second year running back. You know,
I mean, yeah.
So they're like, oh, well, he'll be my piece.
Or undrafted free agent.
Not everybody's smart, man. Not everybody's smart.
Does he only have one more year?
He should have two more. Because it's just
but as a backup injury replacement, I would assume.
No. Like, assumptions make an ass out of you and me. So I mean, you just it's worth a shot.
That's another thing my mother used to love.
Absolutely. If you're not sure you want to go for the playoffs, send your first straight, see if you can get it back. If you can't, then you know you go for the playoffs.
Yeah. I like your idea of I like trying to ride the middle a little bit, and if I get eliminated, then I trade him.
Yeah, I've got a 3 or 4 rosters that I'm in that between like 4th and 8th, but the records are really close. I'm just pushing. And if I make the playoffs, sick. If I don't, I'll sell 4 or 5 pieces and try to get better for next year.
Right on. Like, a lot of what we do is trying to avoid the middle, right? Like, we don't love 106, 107, but, hey, that was Jordan Addison this year.
Jordan Addison, yeah.
Or Kincaid. Right?
Or Kincaid. So,
106 was JSN. So, I mean, and this year it's going to be really pretty, too. It's going to be that 106 is going to feel nice.
So if you go for it and you lose out, it's not like you're not going to improve your roster with your first.
Yeah.
You know, or have a good shot at it. Unless you believe Chad last week. Yeah. Chad told us there's busts everywhere.
Yeah, my man was poo-pooing on the 24 class.
I heard that, yeah.
I mean, I do think he was doing a little shtick. Yeah, Chad ends it. Over-exaggerate sometimes just for theater. But I believe he feels like there's going to be some busts this year.
Well, of course, but...
There haven't been a ton of like first-round busts the last couple years that weren't obvious, like Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, or Jalen Reagor.
I said the last couple.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that one. I've had enough hard times today.
Jerry, Judy.
Austin, you were so close to going backstage after that comment.
Yeah, we're an hour and a half. That might as well.
I have that power.
Jesse, just ask him how he feels about Duke's head coach.
I don't have a Duke's head coach.
Who's Duke's head coach? I have no idea. Do they
Texas A&M just hired him to be their new take Jimbo's job?
Yeah, they just took Duke's head coach that literally the day before said how much he loved this program and he was here for the long haul and the people around him were amazing.
Coming home, baby.
The next day got on a plane and went to Texas A&M as the head coach.
You should have saved that when Chad was here because that's 2 Duke fans we have on this podcast, by the way.
I mean, now Texas A&M did Duke pull a, like Carolina Panthers and, hey, we're hiring this coach. And then it goes online. They're like, whoa, everybody's mad about it. I don't think we want to hire that guy anymore.
Yeah.
We'll hire this guy. I was like, what the hell's the matter? I don't
think the Panthers have done that.
Jeez Louise. It was what I'd never seen.
That was embarrassing. Yes,
that was totally embarrassing.
What do you expect?
You idiot.
Austin, literally, like, this whole conversation has affected your internet connection.
No.
Oh, there you go.
I hit the
table. Now you're not blurry anymore.
I hit the table.
He's mad.
Yeah, my knee hit the table. That's exactly what it is.
Wow, y'all. I could care less about college football.
But you do.
No.
You better care because your favorite players for next year's class are coming from it.
Y'all, I played I played baseball at Arizona State. We didn't – we're not a football – we weren't a football school. And then when I got hurt, I transferred to Johnson and Wales, okay? So we were culinary and hospitality.
In Wales? Johnson in Wales?
Johnson and Wales. It's in Providence.
There's one in Charlotte.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I like to brag about my chef skills or whatever, but I will humble myself with a quick joke.
Oh, boy.
What do Culinary Institute of America students or graduates say to Johnson and Wales graduates? I'm sorry, it's the other way around.
God, this is what you say. You humbled yourself. Good job.
What do Johnson and Wales graduates say to CIA chefs?
Finger looking good?
Yes, chef.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Man, dang. Just you throwing down on you, chef.
Every kitchen I've ever worked in, I've heard that. Cheers. But the guys that didn't go to Johnson & Wales, they're anyway.
They're not as funny as you.
Funny looking.
Pretty sure Jesse's 3 years.
Looks don't count for everything, Austin.
At least three.
Yo, let's talk about Brian Robinson.
No. Right.
Oh, I think the pod's ending.
No.
You want a free roll, Austin?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Get an extra point for no reason?
I'm all for extra points.
Gosh.
Brian Robinson is currently RB5.
You already told us that one, so that's the truth.
He's got two RB1 finishes this year. He's got 7 top 10 finishes this year.
If he's got two RB1 finishes,
I've got to go that one.
Incorrect.
I knew it was going to be true because it sounds so bogus.
Hate that.
He does not have 7 top 10 finishes. It's like 4 or 5. It's not close to 7. Like, I never.
Oh, yeah, that one sounds just as bad.
So he's got 2 number 1, but he doesn't have 7 top 10.
Why the hell
would I want that? Why would
I want that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I believe one of those came with Gibby out. And one of those was that, you remember that, like, little, like, weird dump off? And he turned around and nobody was in front of him and he ran 70 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Looking at that, he went 8 for 38 on the ground that week. So it literally saved him.
And then the other one is a 100-yard. I think besides that, he's got a 100-yard game receiving, or it might have been that game.
It was that game.
Bro.
He doesn't have 100 yards rushing on this game.
Put him and Gus Edwards and you can buy him for a first and tell me how that goes.
All right, so I bought him for a late second. It was actually, I'm sorry, it was a 26 second.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, that's fine.
Right?
It's fine.
In Patreon too, Mike.
Oh, did you see the trade that just went through in Patreon too?
No.
Ooh, I like it.
I didn't get enough.
Did you get Mike Evans?
I got Mike Evans and a 25 second from a non-contender for my first best this year and a third.
So Mike's profiting off of my research.
Oh, I sent the basically exact same trade in 3 leagues.
He gave up a first and a third for Mike Evans and a second.
I'm telling you, you get the plus back.
So he gave up 111, 24, 111.
112.
111.
112. 24-0, bro. I swear, if I don't win that league this year, I'm quitting it.
Your name is already extremely salty thirds.
Thirds, I know. Because it's 2 years.
You're not allowed to quit that league, Mike. If I beat you in that league, you are not allowed to quit. No, that is a rivalry.
I'll walk of shame.
Yeah, you paid fair. You paid fair price, I think. But I would love to have. That's not the kind of move I'm making in that league. I'm the young coming out of a rebuild team. So I'm not making that move. So good job. Good
move. I don't even know if I'm starting him in that league.
Right. Yeah, you do have a deep team. But it's a good move. It's
first world
it's
good problems. Value. First place problems.
Yeah. At least I got Tank Dell, though.
Play keep away. You want him for Mike Evans?
You're absolutely out of your mind. That is a great place to end this shit. Mike's going to be trying to get Tank Dell for me for the rest of this podcast.
No, I won't. I don't care. In that league, I'm like YOLO. YOLO balling out. YOLO. I just want to win it.
Okay. Yeah, you need to, man. Gosh. I mean, you've had the best team in that league for 3 years.
For 3 years in a row.
Even though there was a who was it? Dreamcatcher.
He was undefeated last year.
He won an undefeated season, and he wasn't the best team. That was crazy.
Because Memphis has his team right now, and he's in like fourth place, and he's made like not too many moves.
Dreamcatcher was good. He was good at fantasy football. I don't know if he got out of all Patreons or not. I don't.
No, he's still around.
Okay, yeah, he's a good.
I don't know why he gave that one up though.
Man. I don't know why
22-0 win the championship.
And he had won it the year before. He beat me in the championship the year before too, so he'd won it 2 years in a row. I'm pretty sure.
And then you give up that team.
Yeah, Memphis is like sure.
Memphis did that in three Patreon leagues that I know of. By the way,
well, I mean to be fair,
he took the first place team in three different leagues.
To be fair though, I've been getting on him for a while because neither him or Jerry were in that league from the inception. And I was like, how is this a Patreon league if it doesn't have either of you in it?
Yeah, I remember that. That was during COVID when I started that league.
Oh.
Memphis basically posted in the chat like, all right, Patreon leagues are open. Let's start them up. Everybody's got shit to do. Let's do some startups. So I was like, all right, let's go. Patreon too. Let's go. And I started it. And then once that one was done, neither one was in it. And everybody was like, you know, what's a Patreon league without the two main guys? So that's when Memphis pledged. After that, either one or both would be in at least, you know, in every other Patreon league. And they lived up to that.
He's there now. We're glad to have you, Memphis. Yes.
And one of the other ones was Patreon 1. Memphis took the first place team from last year in Patreon 1.
Nice.
As well. And I took the second place team, and I'm in first with my orphan.
Nice. That's a nice orphan.
Yeah, it is a nice orphan. I'm not taking any rebuild orphans anymore. I have too much life to live.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I got vacations to take. I can't do that shit. Austin, before I start my closing, anything else from you, my friends?
No, sir. I'm good today.
Oh, okay.
We covered everything.
We did. We had a blast.
Plus, Chad isn't here, so I don't have to annoy him with another question.
Oh, he just texted
me. I do have one more thing. Can we get rid of him? Can we block Mike? I'm so sick of him.
Whoa, with the trophy?
Yeah, man.
What league is that from?
I don't care.
Einstein's.
Oh, Einstein.
Speaking of that, are you ready to
two-time champ?
Blow up that league after you win it again?
No. I'm the one.
I don't think they want to.
I think
everyone's like, the 101 the next three seasons.
Like Snoop's did building his team up, like,
man, it's bad. I was looking at it today.
I will absolutely double the points. By the way,
you have over double the points of four rosters.
You know what's funny is,
yes, bro,
it's just funny. It's just funny though, because like they're all traded, and it's with every owner. It's not with one owner. It's like,
oh yeah,
my roster is all traded.
6 years in, isn't that right?
Mike, you only have
five. Wait, this is your five.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many wins in a row do you have?
Two.
This would be three.
Oh, you
this
do have
the,
two.
This would be the third. Yeah.
This would be the third. I do remember a year ago, off air, me, you, and Chad having a conversation about how it might need to be done.
Yeah.
And I was looking, dude. It's so lopsided. And it sucks because, to be honest,
I love my team.
Easily the second best roster in the league. I love my roster. But, man, dude, a third of the league is just – it's not even – can't start people to score points.
Like, three owners in there don't make any moves. They just
Who's Pinolan? Because he's in big trouble. Is that your, like, friend in real life?
No, I forget.
I'm in a lot of leagues with him. and he's a weird trader and drafter, but he's he's in first place in two leagues that we did startups this year.
Oh wow!
And when he did it, and I was like, dude, this roster is terrible. What in the hell is he doing? And he's dominating in first place.
He's got Kyren and Mostert and Edwards.
He does. He does. He traded me a first for Kyren in like week two or three, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And
he's got Puka.
Yeah. He's dominating.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're on air with this shit, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is.
Leagues are fun. Being a league that
nobody cares about your leagues, though.
These people leave. That's one thing I know. You're welcome. Best commissioner out there. Just be ready to lose. Mm. Oh,
I will vote no in redrafting that league, Mike, just so you know.
I know.
I'm serious. I have the 101 for like at least 2 years. So
it's just like if
and I have a good roster. I have a good young roster. So
but like if three of the bottom teams like leave in the offseason and no one said anything, but if they do, it's gonna be like
you're going to have to redraft it as much as
I need. Yeah, if that happens, then I'll vote yes.
Believe me, I don't want to. That's fine. My roster is beautiful, and it should be set up for half a decade. But I'm not even trying to be funny. Like it's, I have like nothing above age 25.
Yeah.
I also think Mike should, if we have to do that, like kind of fund the entire league pot for a year, and we get a free –
Yeah. That wouldn't even be expensive.
He's going to be getting that major pay at that point.
I got four mouths to feed, man.
Make you feel bad. It's my problem. Or his.
If you had just shaken one of them, like I told you, you would only have three.
My son actually did that recently, and I was like, stop. You cannot do that. Yeah. Oops. I was like, ah. He's like, what?
I'm like, totally kidding.
He's like, she loves it. And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really. No, she doesn't. I mean, she's older, so she's almost two. So. On that happy note, don't shake your babies.
Yeah, right?
Don't shake your babies. Give them mugs. Hey, y'all. Love and snuggles.
Let me tell you something. We got playoffs coming up.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
Freaking amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, playoffs. Eagles are going all the way. My fantasy teams are going all the way. Jesse just takes his earpods out. Oh, man.
One of them just died.
Oh, okay.
It's tired of your shit, too.
It really is.
It's like, cancel this podcast. Yeah. Shut these guys
Everyone
up.
Stopped listening an hour.
Yeah, no one's listening.
Absolutely.
No one's listening.
But right Pete Nolan would be the one person that is listening.
Hey, if you're listening to this,
that's ridiculous.
Offer me a trade, a second for a third, and I'll give you my second if you're still listening to this.
Oh, man.
It can't be you guys, though.
Nope. You already said it.
Wait, what was that?
No, you said he was no. He wasn't even listening. So it's just me.
I said if anyone's still no, because then you're gonna text them and you're gonna tell them to do it. I can't do that.
What did you say?
Sweet's like
I'm just gonna send it. He has to accept it or now he's a liar on
I said accept you. No, I said you it right after I said it.
God, this is, you don't even have a second.
All right, y'all. This is amazing value right here. Please subscribe to the DWZ Network. You get this banter for free. You also get a real podcast with Memphis and Jerry. And you get the Rookie Rundown with Dallas Hyder. Y'all, all you have to do is like click the little subscribe button. Like I said, it's free. It's an insane value.
All right? One of you. That's all you got to do is click it.
So do it. We'll be back next week with some more games. More values. I hope you learned something this week. Don't trade for Gus Edwards. We're out.
Peace.
Deuces. Chase my problems and time keeps on dragging. Kick it away from the fact I've been slacking. Oh, despite the cost, you know I got to trot on. Trot on. Single into a double. Every curve we face along the road, it is the trouble. Try to wreck, we try to turn, we into rubble. It's not easy, won't you believe it? Oh no, no, no. From the sound like it's a cliche, but the one thing we know, you only reap that you sow, and the crop that you owe today, tomorrow goes without. Lost in the frame.